City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com. Episode 7.
Andrea?
Oh, good morning, Principal Harper.
I guess congratulations are in order.
What do you mean, Principal Harper?
I'm pleased to tell you that one of your students won the essay contest.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yes, Andrea, you've done a fine job. All of the contestants from your class wrote very good essays after you cleared up that one particular issue.
Oh, yeah, Jenny.
It was best for everyone that she dropped out of the contest. I'm sure it was a good lesson for her. Better that she learned now that the rest of us don't want to be bombarded with other people's warped vision of reality. If she's going to contribute to society, she's going to have to learn to get along. She's obviously not there yet, or she would have rewritten her paper. But it's good that you taught her that if she wants to be separate from everyone else will happily oblige her.
I've been thinking about that a lot. I wish that hadn't happened.
Don't feel bad, Andrea. You did the right thing. Years from now, when she's all grown up, she's going to thank you for setting her straight.
I don't know.
Anyway, on to happier things. The winner of the school essay contest was Kimberly Mitchell. What a touching and brave girl.
Kimberly.
Yes, her essay about her two moms and their wedding, amazing. Their family is pretty famous in this town now. Kimberly's moms were the first couple to receive a marriage license after the law passed. Did you see their interview on the news a few weeks ago?
No, I missed that. I don't really watch the news much.
You should ask Kimberly about it. She was the flower girl for the ceremony. They held the wedding at the Champion Evangelical Church right down the block from here. I thought for sure you would have heard about that.
That's not really my kind of church.
Anyway, I want you to announce the winner in your class this morning. Be sure to congratulate Kimberly and let her read her essay to the class.
Isn't it going to be published somewhere? Why does it have to be read in class?
Well, Miss Lawrence, first of all, it's going to be read in all the classes this morning. Second, I'd think you'd want it read considering Kimberly is your student. You've obviously done a good job, Andrea. I'm proud of you for creating an environment where Kimberly felt comfortable opening up about something so personal.
I was talking to my pastor a few weeks ago. I'm not sure I'm doing the right thing.
Of course you're doing the right thing, Andrea. Despite your questionable views on many, many things, you've been able to set those aside and do your job. That's what a professional does. That's what a real teacher does.
But, Jenny, I told her to hide what she believes, just like I've been doing. I've been telling these kids that all these terrible things are okay, and if I cared about Kimberly, I would have told her that what her moms are doing is wrong, and she needs to pray that Jesus will save them.
Miss Lawrence, that's outrageous! Don't you ever tell a student anything like that.
So I'm supposed to lie to them and let them go to hell?
Hell? Why, how dare you say something like that about anyone? Hell, Miss Lawrence? We don't put up with that sort of hate speech at this school. Don't you dare infect those kids with that kind of poison. Miss Lawrence, in case you hadn't heard, gay marriage is legal in this city now, despite the best efforts of hateful bigots to deny fundamental human rights to people. You have a student who has gay parents, a student who is perfectly happy with her family, a student who celebrates her special family, and we are going to celebrate her and her very special family. We want every student in this school to know that they are valuable and loved at this school, them and their families, no matter what those families look like. We are going to celebrate them, and you are going to celebrate them. You will go into that classroom this morning. You will congratulate Kimberly on her essay. You will have her read her essay to the class. And you will clap when she's done and encourage all your students to do the same. Is that completely clear, Miss Lawrence?
No, I can't do that, Patricia.
That's Principal Harper to you, Miss Lawrence, and you will do that. You will also ask Kimberly to write a follow-up essay. We want to put it in the school paper. The City Times has also contacted us about doing a story on this school and our inclusive and encouraging environment. They'd like to publish another essay from her as well. This will be a feather in the cap of the school, and you will do your job.
You mean a feather in your cap, Principal Harper?
I've had enough. Are you going to do your job or not?
I can't.
Then you leave me no choice. Miss Lawrence, consider yourself suspended. I'll be contacting the union to lodge a formal action. I'm sure they'll understand when I tell them the things you've said. I'll take over your class today. Someone needs to be here to celebrate Kimberly's accomplishment, and someone needs to be here to encourage these kids.
Encourage them to sin?
Encourage them to be loving and tolerant, Miss Lawrence, a lesson that you clearly haven't learned. I tried, Andrea. I really tried. I told you what a good job you've been doing. I've tried to encourage you to keep up the good work, and you still found a way to ruin it. Are these fairy tales you believe in really worth jeopardizing your career over?
I guess God's giving me a chance to find that out.
Thank you, Father, for this food, and thank you for getting me through this morning. Please help me to be strong the rest of the day and stand up for you and glorify you in everything I do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Mark, mind if I join you?
Ken, please have a seat.
Thanks. I could use a break. Rough morning.
Oh, you mean the meeting? Yeah, I know. The look on Dylan's face when you... Oh, sorry, Ken. I didn't mean to interrupt your prayer.
It's okay. I'm sure people don't expect it from me. But you know, since you've been working here, I see how open you are about your faith, and I guess the Holy Spirit used that to make me more brave.
Like in the meeting this morning?
Yeah, wasn't that something?
Well, I'm glad you said something. I get so tired of hearing that profanity.
Yeah, me too. I've put up with it for years now. Well, it's wrong. I'm sick of it, and hey, I'm the manager of this group, so people have to do what I say.
The look on Dylan's face when you told him that God would hold him accountable for every idle word?
Yeah, you could hear a pin drop in that room.
Well, I think it's great, Ken. God's put you in a position to influence other people, to stand up for him. And you did it, Ken. You did it.
God did it. If it wasn't for his Spirit, I would just have let it pass like I did all those times before. I'm really glad that God put you here, Mark. He put you in a position of influence as well.
Huh. Maybe you're the reason he put me here, Ken.
I don't know, but I'm glad you're here. We can help disciple each other, right?
That's right. Iron sharpens iron.
And we're going to need each other's support. After that gay marriage law went into effect a few weeks ago, I've heard rumblings inside the company.
Rumblings?
Yeah, upper management is trying to figure out how to respond. Or should I say leverage this for the company's public image.
They already rainbowized the company logo. What else did he need to do?
That was just the initial salvo. Everyone did the logo thing. Now it's like companies are trying to outdo each other to show how inclusive they are. I'm worried about what's coming next.
What do you think they're going to do?
Well, I already know they're going to extend benefits to gay married couples. Just wait until the company Christmas or holiday party this year. You can bet the gay couples are going to be highlighted during this family time of year.
Wow. Actually celebrating sin during Christmas? People seem to always find new ways to make God mad.
Yeah, I'm sure the company is going to let everyone know that we support all kinds of families. I'm afraid to even think of how they're going to publicize that.
Yeah, families. The devil's so sneaky.
What do you mean?
I think about those kids stuck in those families. They spend their whole childhood, from as far back as they can remember, learning that sin is good, that it's loving to support homosexuality, and it's hateful to warn gay people about the danger they're in.
They call good evil and evil good.
Yeah, it's so sad. When that law passed, I was reading articles and watching videos about it, people's reactions. Almost everyone thought it was great, and the people who didn't were just trashed. It's like everyone looks at us like racists or something.
Yeah, it changed fast. But really, I guess it was just the excuse people were waiting for to give them the license to say what they really think about Christians. Jesus did say the world would hate us. Now, they can hate us and feel justified doing it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe what some of these people were saying in these videos and the comments on some of these articles. I guess anonymity is like truth serum. I couldn't believe how vicious people were.
Well, the devil hates God and his children. And the children of the devil hate them too. We shouldn't be surprised. We just need to keep standing strong and standing up for God.
I pray for the strength to do that all the time. I don't want to fail him. I don't want to be afraid, but I need so much strength. I'm so weak on my own.
We all are, but you know, I think it's good that we have to rely on God and his strength. It keeps us from thinking we're strong enough to do things without him.
Yeah, that's a good point. I have a feeling we're going to need his strength more and more.
Yes, things have changed. People always had to pretend to be civil towards Christians, in most settings anyway. But now, we're basically considered as bad as racists. People aren't going to feel the need to treat us like everyone else. Think about it. How would most people treat someone who said they were a white supremacist? Do you think they'd feel obligated to be polite to them? Or do you think they'd be excused for treating them in ways they'd never treat anyone else?
Wow. Do you really think the world looks at us this way?
Face it. We are not on the side of the law anymore. Our beliefs about right and wrong directly contradict the laws of this city. And I think this is just the beginning. There are going to be more laws providing more rights to gay people, and more importantly for us, limiting the religious freedoms we have to not be coerced into doing things that violate our beliefs.
You really think so? I mean, we still have religious freedoms in this city.
Tell me, Mark, who do you think would stand up for the rights of a racist to be a racist? Do you think a company would get in trouble for firing an employee who made racist comments? What do you think would happen to a restaurant that didn't serve people of a certain color? Obviously, I'm not defending racism, but in this city, you don't have the right to be wrong. And the majority of this city considers our beliefs wrong, and at least as bad as racism. Whether it's skin color or sexual orientation, they see it as discrimination.
So we're as bad as racists?
In the eyes of a lot of people, we are. Well, like you said, with all those comments and videos you saw...
I keep having such a hard time getting my head around all this. We're doing the right thing. We're standing up for God. We're telling people how Jesus can save them and free them from all these sins they're trapped in. And we're hateful for that!
I know, but it shows how much people love their sins. Even when God offers them freedom, they'd still rather be a slave.
I guess it just proves what a miracle it is when God saves anyone.
It was sure a miracle when God saved me, and I'm thanking him for it more and more. I'm really loving what he's doing with me now. I'm really glad he's used you to focus my attention back on him.
Yeah. I think we're all going to have to start focusing on him more. We're really going to need him to get us through this.
Amen.
I hope I did the right thing.
Andrea!
Oh, wow, what's wrong?
Mark, Brian, thanks for coming.
What happened?
I got suspended from my job.
What?
No way.
It was terrible. Principal Harper made me feel like a criminal. I was trying to stand up for God. I've been failing him so much. the things I've been teaching these kids, I just couldn't do it again. Not again.
What happened?
Do you two want to get something to drink first? This might take a while.
You want a latte, Mark?
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Let me get you a refresh on that coffee, Andrea.
Thanks, Brian.
What happened, Andrea?
It's this terrible gay marriage stuff. It's only been a few weeks and already things are getting bad.
Yeah, I was talking to my boss about that. He says there's already stuff going on in our company.
Yeah, I saw what they did to the logo when the law was passed.
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
How can things change so fast?
Yeah, my boss and I were talking about that. He said something interesting. He said this law just gives people the justification to treat Christians the way they've always wanted to. I don't think any of this is new. It's just that it wasn't acceptable in the past to treat people this way for believing the Bible. But now...
But we're on the right side. We're on God's side.
Well, in this city, that isn't the right side anymore. Maybe it never was. But now people feel free to let their true feelings out.
Yeah, my boss was never pleased with me. But now with this gay stuff, it's like there's nothing restraining people anymore.
It really is turning into Sodom and Gomorrah around here. I've started keeping a journal.
Really?
Yeah. I never really saw the need before, but ever since I started seeing all this stuff going on, I don't know. I just get the feeling that things are changing so much. I thought it'd be good to write down these things as they happen. Who knows? In the future, when I don't even recognize a society anymore, I can look back and remember how it all happened.
Yeah, it does seem like the whole world's being turned upside down.
Here you go, Andrea. And here's yours, Mark.
Thanks, Brian.
Now, Andrea, what happened?
You remember that school essay contest I was talking about a while back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that girl, Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she never wrote another essay.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, another girl in my class won the essay contest.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid to ask what she wrote about.
She wrote about her two moms and their wedding.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Yeah, apparently the story was on the news. They were the first ones to get a marriage license after the law passed.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, they're my students' parents. She was the flower girl at the ceremony.
Oh, man.
She wrote about her wonderful family and the beautiful wedding and how proud she was of her two moms, no matter what other people said. The school just loved it. She won the contest. There's going to be a newspaper story about her, and I was supposed to congratulate her this morning and have her read her essay to the class. But I couldn't do it.
Wow.
You got suspended for that? I thought we still had the right to stand up for our beliefs.
Apparently not.
Wait, they can't force you to do something that violates your religious convictions.
Yeah, they can. We're hateful bigots now. What rights do we have?
He's right, Brian, but it's more than that. I just couldn't encourage this girl. I've already done so much damage with what I've been teaching those kids. Principal Harper actually congratulated me this morning for creating such an open environment in my class.
You had to do it, Andrea. What else were you supposed to do?
I could have stood up for God. I could have cared enough about those kids to tell them the truth and trust that God would do something for them. Some of them, anyway. Instead, I told them all those terrible things. So many terrible things.
I don't know what to say. So, what happened when you told the principal you wouldn't have the girl read her essay?
She said that I should be proud. That I needed to do my job and be a professional. I told her that if I really cared about this girl, I would have told her that what her parents are doing is wrong and that she should pray to Jesus and ask him to save them so they don't go to hell.
Ha. Whoa. I'll bet that went over well.
Oh, yeah. My boss was real thrilled to hear that.
What did she do?
Well, she almost had an aneurysm, but then she just went off on me. She was furious that I even mentioned hell. She basically called me a hateful bigot, and then she told me I was going to get into the classroom and celebrate this girl and her special family.
Man.
I just couldn't do it. I couldn't deceive those kids again. How could I set another bad example? And I couldn't. I could not deny Jesus again.
Deny Jesus?
Isn't that what we're doing when we don't stand up for him?
I don't know. That's pretty serious.
It is serious.
So if we don't stand up for Jesus, then we're going to hell?
Brian, you're forgetting about Peter. He denied Jesus 3 times in one night. I'm pretty sure he's not in hell.
That's right. Jesus forgives us. So how could I keep on denying him by telling those kids that it was okay to do the things Jesus had to die for?
Brian, is everything okay?
Hmm? Yeah, I'm just trying to soak all this in.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was telling my boss how much all this surprises me, but I keep hearing things. And now this! So, Andrea, does this mean you lost your job?
No, I'm just suspended right now. Principal Harper said she was filing an action with my union. I'll have to wait and see what happens. But I won't be going back to school until I'm notified.
Wow. I can't believe it. After talking to my boss, I'm starting to wonder what's going to happen at my work. They're already extended benefits to gay married couples.
They're just trying to normalize all this stuff. Make it seem like it's no big deal. And I can tell you, the kids have already bought into it.
Yeah. I was watching these videos about the reaction to the gay marriage law. I couldn't believe how many were made by kids who thought it was perfectly fine.
They've already been brainwashed. Why do you think they teach all this gay stuff to kids at such a young age? I've even seen videos for preschoolers and toddlers that talk about gay couples.
Serious?
Yeah, they were a couple of gay birds, but the message was clear. They always have kids talking about how cool it is to have 2 moms or 2 dads. Like if you're a kid with one of each, then you've somehow been shortchanged.
This is so evil. This is straight from the devil.
It is. I wonder what's going on. I mean, I know this has happened in other cities, but I thought we were different. It was like God was protecting us. But now...
We can only defy God for so long. He's patient and merciful, but his patience doesn't last forever.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm so thankful that he gave me the strength to do the right thing today. I had talked to Pastor about this a few weeks ago. He said I needed to keep praying for the strength to do the right thing, and I have been. And today God gave me the strength to do the right thing, and I'm so thankful. For the first time in a while, I've gotten to the end of the day, and I don't feel guilty about what I did or didn't do at work. Hey, this is kind of nice.
Well, look at it this way. You won't have to worry about feeling bad tomorrow night either.
Oh, I know. I'm just going to keep praying for the strength to trust God. I'm sure he has all this worked out. Maybe I'll be like Brian and have my own business. Then I'll only have to deal with the people I want to deal with.
Ha, hardly. I have to deal with customers every day that want me to do stuff I don't like.
Yeah, but you can just tell them no, like with that skater magazine.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Brian?
You know, when you run a business, it's not just your life you're dealing with. I have the lives of all the people that work for me. If we don't make money, they lose their jobs.
Whoa, calm down, man. What's going on?
We signed the contract with the magazine company this morning.
What?
We're their new marketing company.
No.
How could you do that?
We needed this contract, Andrea. I have people who are depending on me.
How could you push all that trash to all those kids? Do you know how many kids in this city are going to read that garbage?
I don't know, Andrea. How many kids have you been teaching?
Brian, what are you doing?
What am I supposed to do, Mark? I have a business to run. My dad put me in charge of this division. I have people who depend on me.
You could depend on God, Brian. You don't think he can take care of your business? And what if he doesn't want you to take this kind of business? Are you going to have to make these kinds of compromises all the time?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Andrea. I shouldn't have said that. I'm just wondering if I should have signed that contract. I went back and forth on this. Even during the time the lawyers were working on the contract, I was ready to back out.
I know, Brian. It's hard. We have so many plans. We have this idea of what our lives are going to be. And when we see things working out the way we planned, we don't want to think that maybe God doesn't want us where we are. It's that we're so close to that life we've always wanted, and then God says, not so fast.
Yeah. I was talking to my mom about that a while back. She was saying we have to be able to let all our plans go if God has a different plans for us. The question is, will we be willing to do it? Our will or His will?
What a mess. I hate this. Andrea gets suspended from her job and feels less guilty than she has in months. I get a big new contract and I haven't stopped feeling guilty.
Maybe God's trying to teach us something. Huh, guys?